Okay. Do I have a motion to leave executive session?
I so move that we leave executive session.
Okay.
I'll second.
And the time is?
The time is 11:50.
Okay. And we'll have a vote. Robert?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Becky?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
All right. We are officially out of executive session. And then we'll move to lunch. And following lunch, we will have the public votes regarding our discussion in executive session.
Okay.
We're adjourned.
Okay, we'll reconvene our meeting, and we need to follow up with a couple items regarding the executive session and the discussion of the executive director's evaluation. So those two items are the retention of the executive director and changes in pay. So is there a motion?
I will move that we retain the services of the executive director for another year.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to retain Dr. Pearl Van Zandt as the executive director of the Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired for July 1st, 2014 through June 30th, 2015. Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Okay. Any discussion?
No.
Well, then let's do a roll call vote. Robert?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Becky?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
And I vote yes. Okay. And then the next point.
Is a 2. Is it 2.25 or 2.25?
2.5.
2.5?
2.5 is what the rest of it.
Right, okay.
So it's up to you, whatever you want to.
Well, I'm trying to remember what the number was.
2.5 is what
the staff
is, right?
That's correct.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
2.25?
2.25.
Okay.
2.25.
Yeah. Okay. So I would move that we increase the executive director's salary by 2.25% for the coming.
I'll second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to increase the executive director's salary by 2.25% for the next, that's not a fiscal year though, the next evaluation
period.
Year period, yeah.
Right.
July 1st, 2014 through June 30th, 2015. Is there any discussion?
I will point out for the record that it was suggested that we increase the pay much higher than 2.25%, but the thought process was we need to be able to justify, and help me out guys, we need to be able to justify the competitiveness between the size of the agency or with the size of the agency as well as what other executive directors are getting compensated for the agency the same size. That's why the 2.25 is being suggested.
Okay. Any further discussion?
No.
Okay, we'll just do a vote.
Who had seconded that?
Becky, I thought.
And you did? Okay.
Robert?
Yes.
Jim?
Yep.
Becky?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
And I vote yes. And then I will do the necessary follow-up with the state of Nebraska to make that all official. So our next afternoon item is discuss and act on the state plan for 2015. And Dr. Van Zandt did submit the draft and we had input, made a few minor revisions. So we have the final draft. The commission board has the final draft and we've all had the opportunity to review that and ask any questions. So are there any questions for Carlos before we, or any discussion of the state plan?
No.
Okay. No questions, no discussion? Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
So,
yep.
Yeah.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the current final draft of the state plan for 2015. Any last chance for discussion? Okay, let's vote. Robert?
Yes.
Jim?
Yep.
Becky?
Yes.
Mike?
Yeah.
And I vote yes. So
Jim, you made the motion, and Robert, you seconded it?
Yeah.
Okay, so our next item is to discuss and act on the executive director's job description. Jim and Robert were the main subcommittee that worked on this, so I'll let you guys talk about the whatever you'd like to talk about regarding the job description.
You want to talk about it?
Well, you're the lead, Jim.
All right. I hadn't prepared, but anyway, it was recently discovered, I don't know how we discovered it or how it came about, that the executive director, not necessarily the, but the position of executive director, did not have a job description associated with the title. At one time, they more than likely did when the commission was under the Department of Health and Human Services. And apparently when the separation happened in 2001, that was an oversight. And so because we're kicking off a new evaluation cycle July 1, it was decided that we should have a job description to go along with it. So Robert and I were appointed, drafted, conned, whatever, to come up with something. So what we kind of did, at least what I did, was I called the, actually what I did was I did a, I consulted my vast research library, i.e. Google, and tried to figure out what isn't a job description, what duties, and so on and so forth. Along with that, I got a couple of sample jobs, one from Iowa, one from Pearl sent us one from Iowa, sent us one from, I forget where it came from, but she sent us two job descriptions, and I called various states, Louisiana and Kansas and Iowa and so on and so forth, South Dakota, try to get job descriptions and so on and so forth, as well as starting salary. Because the thought process is if you're going to have a job description, you should at least have some idea of what the starting salary for an executive director is should there come a time we replace the current one. So with some help from Paulette and some creative ingenuity, I came up with something, floated it past Robert, and 11 versions later we are in a have a hopefully what is perceived as a working document that this body will adopt. You have anything to add, Robert?
No, I think that was the short and long. That was good.
That's the short end of the yeah. What the job description consists of is a list of a summarization of duties and expectations, education requirements, and so on. So, I don't know if people want it read, but we do have a copy somewhere up here and we'll be running on shortly.
So it would definitely be in the meeting minutes. I can get a copy to Kathy.
Oh, yeah, we'll get you a copy. That's no problem, Kathy. Put in the minutes. But I mean, if the general public wanted to be apprised of what was in the description, if we wanted to go that route. Because they have a right to know. They're the ones paying the salary.
Yeah. Robert, do you have any insights?
This, of course, is it's like a job description. I think at some point we want to, because we saw this as a job description, a job listing, I guess I want to say. We're going to make a more in-depth job description of all the duties after Pearl gets back, and we can pick her brain to make sure we are aware of all the things that she does on an annual basis. So we're going to have a more detailed, which we would use like during an interviewing process with someone at some point when they were looking to come to work for, you know, for us. So this is a draw. Like I say, what we've come up with is what you would probably get as a listing of an opening. It's kind of a summary, a teaser. It's well put, I think, because it starts out with what our mission is, that the director would have to champion that. We have our mission statement. Then we have the programs listed out, those are the things the person's going to have to make sure really runs well. And then we have some specific job duties that really do cover all the behind the scenes when you run a program that has multiple parts, which includes, you know, of course, dealing with conception of things and monitoring of things and budgets and dealing with staff and representing the agency with other with groups and maybe working on other committees that deals with blindness around the country. And the fact that, of course, they work at the pleasure of the commission, the board of commissioners. So it's were you going to read it or something?
I have it here.
Yeah, Mike.
All right, so that's again. But later there will be a more in detailed list of duties that will be developed.
Okay. And one of the things is does not address a starting salary.
Yeah, because we are still debating that.
But that's kind of not important for the current.
Well, no, I'm just
moment.
No, I understand
because.
That.
Part of the evaluation refers to looking at the job description, the duties listed there, and evaluating whether or not the executive director has done what's in the job description. And so we didn't have a current job description, and so that's why it came about that we needed to have that so we could have our whole evaluation in place. And right. Now Mike has found it and is ready to read it.
Okay. So I'll skip the little. In fact, I'm not sure if the little intro stuff at the top is relevant or is accurate, but it's just like position number and you know those types
right.
of things. this position serves at the pleasure of the Board of Commissioners, Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired. The expectations of the Executive Director of NCBVI are to annually develop and facilitate the implementation of the state plan to champion the commission's mission of empowering blind individuals, promoting opportunities and building belief in the blind, and to oversee the Commission's many statewide programs. Our programs include vocational rehabilitation, technology, independent living Part B, older blind, deaf blind, business enterprise, digital voice newspaper delivery system, and Nebraska Center for the Blind. Just a second here, I'm scrolling down. Position functions. Analyze, coordinate, and oversee policies and procedures, ensuring projects, programs conforming with, ensure projects/programs conform with state and federal regulations, overseeing a staff of 50-plus employees, promote a collaborative work environment throughout a multi-city statewide agency, initiates and facilitates development of a strategic plan for NCBVI, assists with the preparation of the agency's budget, and ensures that appropriate fiscal policies and procedures are followed, facilitates special events such as community forums and other large-scale meetings, assists with the coordination of the agency, participation in conferences sponsored by other groups, may, with board approval, serve as a liaison to agencies and associations to represent NCBVI, and then represents the interests of the commission by serving other agencies and associations. I don't recall seeing that before, Jim. I must have been there. I think we had this got duplicated. Well, I got duplicated.
Right. I'll send the revised to Kathy. So.
And this really pertains to more just if we that when the day were to come that we needed to actually utilize this for a hiring process, but education and experience requirements. Excellent verbal and written communication skills, a working knowledge of the Rehabilitation Act as recently amended, and accessibility law as it pertains to blindness, completion of the curriculum requirements for a master's degree or doctoral degree, 3 years of professional level experience in vocational rehabilitation of the blind, 4 years in an administrative or supervisorial level, 4 years in an administrative or supervisorial level experience in vocational rehabilitation for the blind, and that is the last one.
There you go.
Last one.
discussion, questions?
Anybody?
Other than I just, before, I think there's a couple words that need to be flipped. I think there's a grammatical.
Yeah, I'll fix that and then I'll send the revised to Kathy when it's corrected, so it's no big deal.
No discussion? You guys are all happy with it as it is currently?
Yeah, we've been going back and forth with it for
I think we're
at
version
weeks.
11.
11.
So it's gone through a lot of rewrites,
you bet. So I move the adoption of the description.
Second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded that we adopt the job description as written. Last chance for discussion. Okay. Then we'll vote. Robert?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Becky?
Yes.
Mike?
Yep.
And I vote yes.
Mm-hmm. So it will be in your inbox Monday, Kathy.
We have an executive director job description. So our next item is discuss and act on commissioner support of Outlook Nebraska at the Greater Omaha Business Excellence Awards Luncheon.
Julie, this is originally my item.
Yes.
And since I put it on the agenda, I have found out it's not exactly what I thought it was. Therefore, I'd like to pull it from the agenda. I can tell you what I thought it was and what it actually is. When that email came out that Outlook Nebraska had generated to the Commission Board and everybody else who signed up for their listserv, I thought it was a luncheon specifically for them to recognize the work they did, you know, hiring blind folks in the Omaha area. And I thought that'd be a good way for this body, this agency, to support the largest employer of the blind in the state. And the cost would be $40. Having talked to a contact that I have there, I have since found out that Outlook Nebraska is up for a potential award, not guaranteed, and that the funding goes to the Greater Omaha Chamber, not Outlook Nebraska. And I initially had wanted to go and represent this body at that event. Given what I found out, I'd like to pull it from the agenda and unless somebody else wants to go, I don't think we should act on it.
Okay. Is there any more discussion?
So, Jim, what would you mean the funding would go to the chamber?
The $40 for the luncheon would go to the chamber, not Outlook.
Well, but it goes to the chamber for just supporting. I mean, it doesn't matter you're pulling the thing, but I mean, it's going to provide you your meal.
Right, exactly, yeah. But I thought Outlook was going to get, you know, part of that kickback, and they're not.
Oh.
So, I think we should just pull it and not act on it.
Does anybody else have any questions, comments?
Nope.
Okay, so our action is to...
Take no action. There you go.
So we're good. Okay, so the next item is public comment. So anyone have something they'd like to share?
Anybody?
Are you guys still awake?
I thought I heard somebody snoring earlier.
Yeah, that was the dog.
Oh,
that wasn't me.
You like shifted
my own. Anybody?
Okay. Well, we'll move on to final announcements. Are there any final announcements?
The next meeting will be August 2nd in Norfolk, Nebraska. And we have a contract with Dibbets Hotel.
And the focus topic is?
Guide dogs. That's what I remember.
Yes.
So who will talk about that?
I don't know. We never got that far. I know Daryl wanted to attend that meeting.
I wouldn't hold your breath on Daryl.
Well, he had mentioned that.
Yeah, he did, but yeah.
So, but usually we have a couple of speakers.
Sure, who will come up with?
And then a staff person of some variety. I don't, perhaps Jeff? Don't tell him I volunteered him.
No, we'll come
up. It's on the recording.
I can see if Katie would like to come up for that too.
And talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a few folks.
And Jeff could talk about the orientation aspects and how the center specifically or the agency provides services, you know, how it can be incorporated.
Or what the process is when somebody has a guide dog wants to come in for training and
sure.
Yeah. Okay. And just how
or anybody from the center or whoever is in charge of the center can do that too.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But whoever you would like to designate mm-hmm. would be great.
Okay.
Or Pearl or whoever.
Or if there's general public that has guide dog
do
experience.
Do we have a topic for November? I can't remember.
I have to look. I don't have my
we do. Okay. I just remember what it is.
And then Jim had asked that we set up next year's meetings in August, like the locations.
Well, I suggested that it doesn't have to. But.
Well, I'm going to suggest that we talk through that by email,
okay.
since that's just a logistics kind of thing.
Right.
And I would strongly encourage if members of the public would like us to have a meeting in a particular location, outside of Lincoln and Omaha, to please let us know that. We would love to come to communities where there's, you know, interest. So tell your friends to tell us, and we'll do it. Any other final announcements?
No, I'm moving adjourned.
We're good? All right.
Just procedural portion, usually Pearl is here for the news about the retention. Do you want us there to pass that official information?
I'm
what
sorry,
if
we
you
didn't.
Will do it?
We didn't address that, Julie.
Yeah, we did.
Well, yeah, we did, but we didn't.
We didn't say it publicly.
Right. We decided, well, you definitely, you know, feel free to let her know. I don't want her to get a bunch of phone calls. Is what
yeah,
it,
same,
so,
same here. Right?
Yeah,
that's what I'm asking.
So if you would like to do that, let her know our decision. That would be fine with me.
Okay.
And then the board, each of us individually, are going to write a short synopsis of our what we discussed.
Okay.
That will be sent to just her, and it will be a private correspondence
okay.
to kind
okay.
of summarize our evaluation.
Since thoughts. She wasn't here to participate in the discussion,
right.
that's
yeah.
how we wanted to be able to share that with her.
Okay.
Yeah, if you feel free to give her a call and let her know that
okay.
she has a job to come back to. But not to rush. Take your time and
yep.
recuperate. Do what she needs to do at home.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Any other final announcements?
I move that we adjourn.
No.
Okay. There's been two motions, and I think Robert seconded an adjournment.
Yes.
I don't think we need to vote. So
no, I think
we
we're done.
Are adjourned.
All right. Thank